Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, everyone. We are halfway through July. That's right. Just a few weeks before the kiddos very well may be starting school back up virtually or in person, whatever it is your vote decided. But that means that we got to get the most out of the next couple of weeks that are at play. I know that myself, as part of an initiative at both work and personally, we're really doing the best we can to fill the days up and highlight all the good positive things that are going on. Last week, we had the pleasure of interviewing the team from the farmers market. You know, that's just a great way to spend some hours in the morning on a weekend here in Vero Beach, Saturdays from 8 to 12. That's just fun. But in addition, sometimes you want to go and do a little of exploring, right? So River Roman with the Tilleries, we have launched that. It's this really great glamping and boating travel blog and website. If you get the opportunity, Roman is spelt with just the N, River Roman with the Tilleries. And you can check out some recommendations for if you're going to go camping and glamping with your dog, with your kiddos, all sorts of fun things there. And it just helps to encourage us to be able to make that effort to be able to go outside. And I know that a lot of families are very cautious with having their kids go to different places right now. But if you're saying we're spending the whole time outdoors, there's an opportunity where your friend, where your child might be able to bring a friend and the like. So just think about that. And if you're wondering which parks are good and what's close by, River Roman with the Tilleries on Facebook, Instagram, or on the website can help you with those recommendations. And then, of course, a special shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails. I was in there last week. Not only do they do a great job with your manicures, your pedicures, waxing, lash extensions, and they can do all of that and keep you safe during these COVID times, they also have for sale hand sanitizer in 8 and 16 ounces and in spray at the best prices in town. So if you are a business or if you have some extended family and folks coming down and you say, I want to be able to be stocked, you can just swing in there. No long lines. They can make those accommodations for you. Face masks by the box. So Foxy Nails, thanks for all you do and supporting us. We just love being able to support you right back and making it easy. I know that I have 50 handsome men with muscle at White Glove Moving and Storage. I need to always keep those trucks stocked with fresh sanitizer. And I'm saying, I was like at a loss. I mean, some of the bigger distributors still don't have them in stock. I walked into Foxy's to get a manicure. Wouldn't you just know it? I walked out with five cases of sanitizer. I mean, it's multitasking, people. It's amazing. Speaking of multitasking, I serve on a committee now. Gosh, I think it's going on definitely 8 years because I've been with White Glove 8 years. So maybe almost 10 years now. It could be, Helene. So. Yeah. This committee to me is probably my favorite that I get to be able to serve on because we simply recognize businesses for just doing good in the community. And in exchange, we ask for nothing other than them to fill out some simple paperwork so we can vote and hopefully acknowledge them in a really awesome setting. So with that being said, Helene Castletine is here in the studio today. She's our Executive Director of Economic Development for Indian River County. It is an arm of the chamber, yet she really is, you know, able to do so many things from an economic development standpoint that is at play separately from what the chamber does.
Right.
With the exception of this amazing event, it is a signature event each year, which could potentially look a little different in 2020, as we discussed as a committee. But Helene, would you share with our listeners a little bit about the 32 years tradition of this amazing committee and event?
I would be happy to, Anna. Thank you so much for the opportunity. The Industry Appreciation Awards event, as you mentioned, has been Going on, going strong for 32 years.
So awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And it is a signature event for our Indian River Chamber. And what we do, it's part of our business retention program for economic development. And we like to recognize our local businesses for what they do in the community. And that could be through architectural enhancements, new construction, renovation, historic preservation, or it could be for what they give back to the community and how well they're doing within their respective industries. So we like to recognize them, give them the kudos that they so well deserve. And, you know, like you say, we've been doing this for a long time. And yes, as with everything else this year, I think it probably will look a little bit different than it has in the past. But that doesn't mean we're not going to do it. We're still going to do it.
I love that. We have to persevere. And
we do.
At the end of the day, it's vital for our business community to be able to have a sense that their efforts are being appreciated.
Right. Right.
I think everybody loves a good pat on the back, but this is something different than that. Let's talk a little about the categories, because each year we sort of segment the event into our architectural awards and then the of the years.
Right.
So let's start with the architectural side of things.
Right, right. We do. We look at new construction, and it's primarily commercial and industrial. But we also look at residential developments, not maybe a single home, but residential developments. And it could be single family, multifamily. We look at the price points of those developments as well. But the architectural recognition awards, we look, like I said, new construction. We also look at renovations. Maybe you're rehabbing a building or bringing it back to its historic nature.
Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah. Mine too. Yeah. So, you know, and there's some incredible, incredible projects around town that have been completed and that are currently under construction. Even with all this stuff going on, the pandemic, there's still a lot of construction going on in Indian River County. So
I think, in South Florida as a whole, that we were able to have those outdoor jobs still going strong even during this crisis.
Right.
And so some deadlines are still being met.
Yes, yes. And we are, speaking of deadline, the deadline for any of the nominations, be they architectural or of the year, the deadline is September 4th. It might seem like a long ways away, but really it's not.
So true. Sneaks up on us.
It does. It does. Now, for the architectural projects, we need the certificate of completion or the certificate of occupancy by August 31st.
Okay.
So, and there are ways to expedite that, as we learned today in our committee meeting. We have some really good people on our committee that are from all kinds of different walks of life and different industries, and that's really good. It's kind of gives us a whole comprehensive overview of, you know, projects that are out there.
I would second that. I think our group is pretty stellar, and we do all bring different connections to the table.
Yes.
Which is really important, especially once we get past the architectural side of the awards, because, yes, people driving on any road can, in fact, see that something is being enhanced, being renovated, new.
Right.
However, it's the of the years where a lot of those connections really come into play, because there's so many hidden gems of businesses that are right here in our own backyard that many residents don't even necessarily know about on any given day.
Right, right. And before we go too much further, it's okay to nominate yourself.
For sure.
In fact, I would say 99% of the nominations are self-nominated, and that goes for architectural awards as well. So, not a problem.
Because nobody knows if you're doing a project better than you.
Right, exactly.
That's okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, and, you know, if you're driving down US 1 or State Road 60 or anywhere in Indian River County, County Road 512, and you see something under construction, you know, give us a call at the chamber, 567-3491, and let us know about it, and we'll look into it.
And I do believe it's fair to mention to our listeners, too, that this entire process is really meant to be able to pay homage to the individual headquartered businesses here in Indian River County, right. Not necessarily a new Burger King going up.
Right, right. We try to stay local. We try to keep it local. And it's not just chamber members either. You know,
Valid point. Any
business in Indian River County, like you say, you know, we prefer to see it headquartered here or, you know, maybe Brevard, St. Lucie, but, you know, not a national chain per se. So,
And that is an important distinction because there is some building going on right now that is more of a fast food opportunity. And I'm sure that they will do just fine mm-hmm. where they are and their numbers will be met. This really is something that's meant for the individuals that really make it a focus to create good jobs and to spend their monies here mm-hmm. and to hopefully call Indian River County home.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. And with the architectural projects, too, we look at, you know, how does it enhance the neighborhood in which it's located? And is it easy access? What about signage and, you know, the walkability factor and all that kind of thing? They're all taken under consideration by our great committee, of which you were former chairperson.
I did. I had a 2-year stint during the 30-year anniversary.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah. And so of the years, mm-hmm. the awards have changed a little over time.
They have. They have. We've added a couple of categories and kind of changed a category or two. But yeah, we have our company of the year, and we kind of segregate that out to small, medium, and large because we don't want the giant companies competing with the small guys, you know, so
good point.
Small, medium, and large. We have our manufacturer of the year. And with that, we kind of look at how they're doing within their industry and how much do they produce and sell, distribute outside of the area and bring those revenues back into Indian River County. So manufacturer of the year is a little bit different as to what we look for. But the others are very similar. Minority business of the year, that's kind of a new, fairly new category. And with minority, we look at it's both gender-based and race-based. So it could be a Black-owned business, Latino-owned business, a woman-owned business. It's kind of governed by state statute, but, you know, that's, I think we had that about 3 years now, the
yes.
minority business
mm-hmm.
of the year. So we get quite a number of nominations on that one. And then Entrepreneur of the Year is kind of fun. It's for a business that has been in business for less than 5 years. And you know, tell us how much you've grown, how have revenues changed or hopefully increased, what does your employment look like, and how do you give back to the community? That's really important as well. And what kind of challenges did you have to overcome in order to go into business and to get you started? And there's some really good stories out there.
I was going to say the success stories in the entrepreneur category
yeah.
always wows me and is such a decision maker in the voting process because they really yes. oftentimes have some hurdles.
Oh, big time.
Mm-hmm. And yet there's so many terrific resources here locally that helps them to overcome those hurdles and continue about their hopeful, long, successful.
Right.
Lasting years of business.
Right, right. And then last year, we had a brand new category, Veteran-Owned Business of the Year, which was great. Very similar to a Company of the Year where we look at, you know, how you're doing in your industry, what does your workplace environment look like, how you treat your employees and that sort of thing. But, of course, obviously owned by a veteran. And, you know, we try to salute our veterans whenever we can. So I think that's really important that we started that.
I think the audience really appreciated it,
yeah.
too, last year. And just to see all of the accolades that had come from John Michael Matthews.
Right, right. He was our award recipient last year. Our first.
Yes.
So very well deserved.
And he came in his dress blues, if
yes.
you were wondering. So dapper. It was awesome.
It really was.
It was quite nice indeed. So, Helene, some of our listeners, they might think, I want to self-nominate, or they know of someone mm-hmm. that fits the bill in one of these categories, whether it be an architectural project or an of the year. Mm-hmm. How can they go about finding those documents and download them and get them submitted?
They are all on our economic development website, IndianRiverED.com. And across the top, you'll see some selections. And if you choose business resources, it's right there on that homepage. There's a link to every one of those nomination forms. There's also a nomination package that we put together. And that kind of explains the who, what, why, where, and when of the program. So that's kind of nice to see as well. Kind of gives a really good explanation and also shows who some of the previous award recipients have been. So, yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, the packet does a great job. It's like this comprehensive overview so that you understand the caliber and the prestigiousness of what you're submitting for. Once again, there's $0 in a cost to be able to submit.
Right.
It's very simple, straightforward. Of course, we love pictures, especially in the architectural category with the before and afters, and it showcases really well during the event itself. But just know that we're not asking for much. We just want to be able to document and be able to highlight the good work that folks are doing that makes Indian River County really quite special.
I think so. I think so, yeah. The nomination process, the forms, I think they're pretty user-friendly, honestly. And if you needed, they're in PDF if you download off the website. If you wanted in a Word format, you can just call me or email me, and I would be happy to send those out to you. No problem.
I love it. We're here in the studio with Helene Castleton. We're discussing the upcoming Private Industries Industry Appreciation Awards that's set for the end of October. So deadline, we have about 5 to 6 weeks for folks to be able to complete their nomination paperwork and get it sent back over to Helene and the committee. You are listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, everybody. Halfway through July, Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. My birthday is fast approaching, folks. I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm. 29 again.
And holding. That's right. Holding so much that every 4 to 5 weeks I have to go see my friends over at True Colors. It's a process as you keep celebrating all these birthdays. And I can honestly say that they are outstanding. They have a stylist to hit every budget. They have hours to accommodate your schedule, you know, early morning to midday to into the evening. They really go above and beyond. They always put out great monthly specials. And so True Colors, thank you so much for helping me feel my best, even as I get ready to celebrate another birthday. And Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. It's a complimentary consultation to get you into the home of your dreams that you most certainly can afford. In fact, they do a lot of work to pre-qualify new home builders, which is a category that we do, in fact, honor in residential construction when we highlight some of the new communities that are being built in our area. And one of my favorite ones was when we were able to showcase a community that had houses, you know, in the $200,000 range. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, a lot of young professionals and stuff, first-time home buyers, and that didn't have any maintenance then, right? Because it was brand spanking new. And then another award in basically the same overall genre of a category, but segmented based on price points, was, mm-hmm. you know, the a beautiful community that was, you know, upwards of $1 million homes. Obviously, some of the interior finishes were a little different, but as was location. But needless to say, they were both worthy of an award. And so that just goes to show the importance of something as valuable as mm-hmm. the awards program that the economic development here at Indian River County and our chamber puts forth. Helene Castletine, our executive director, she's here in the house celebrating 32 years. We covered the categories a little bit ago, but I know that your overall job is more than just to put on one heck of an award show.
It is. I'm really good at multitasking.
Tis true.
Yeah. It's all about jobs, but economic development is business recruitment, retention, expansion, small business development. We kind of do it all. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so there's some fun prospects out there in the works.
There are. Surprisingly, and some people are surprised. I kind of was, actually. We have gotten inquiries from companies. One is in-state that wants to move his business here to Indian River County. And, you know, these companies are not huge. They're not Amazon, you know.
Right.
But they fit very well here. I think this particular one in-state, I think we're talking about 15 to 20 jobs. But that's great.
That's
perfect
ideal.
For here.
Yeah.
And then there's two out-of-state, one in Pennsylvania and one in Long Island. And again, they're probably about 30, 40, maybe. I think the Long Island, he was talking 50 jobs. And these are manufacturers. And those are great jobs. They're long-term, they're year-round, full-time benefits, and they pay pretty decent salaries. So we're working with them to try to find them the best fit, either an existing building or a site in which they could build a manufacturing facility. So, it's been really fun. And then just recently, we got a lead. Our state organization, Enterprise Florida, sends leads to their partners. We're a partner with them. And it was a Canadian marine company, a boat company, and they were looking for a place to do assembly, very, very small, like maybe 5 to 10 jobs. Perfect for Indian River County. Oh, my gosh.
And
perfect.
All of our easy access to the water.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Year round. Yes. So, yeah.
Well, those are exciting things.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, there's a lot of resources on the new website that you all have unveiled as the economic development that helps to highlight a number of the perks and other reasons why businesses and industries that fit into these specialized niches would love it here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Our IndianRiverED.com, that website has, you know, it talks about the incentives and there's also a link to properties and buildings that are available within the county. That actually is a resource that our local realtors can utilize. It's kind of like a free LoopNet, if you will.
Sure.
And they can upload any information they want to, photos, videos, anything they want to about their particular property. And the people who represent those businesses that we're trying to bring in, the site selectors, they're very familiar with that program, with that software, and so they utilize that. So it's nice to have all those properties listed. You can put your parameters in. I need 10,000 square feet. I need 5 acres, whatever it is. And up will come a list of what's out there in Indian River County.
How user-friendly.
Very much.
And then real quick, we only have about a minute left, but you had mentioned about one other unique website that has recently been unveiled, and I think our listeners would love this.
Yeah, it's a GIS, Graphic Information Center, based website. It's called Indian River County Biz, BIZ.com. And all of our chamber members, all their information has been uploaded to this website already. So when you click on a category, it'll show like a pinpoint geographic location within the county where that business is located, plus a link to their website or Facebook and their contact information. So all of our chamber members are up on that website already. It's free.
Bonus.
Yes. So, and they can edit this information. They can add whatever they want to, menus or whatever photos. They can add to that as much as they want to.
And that's just a great way that people, as they're considering this area, can have one additional way mm-hmm. of finding you and your services.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Helene Castletine, she's here. We're talking about our Industry Appreciation Awards set for the end of October. You have about 6 weeks, folks, to be able to get mm-hmm. in your applications, whether it's architectural or a company of the year. Please live link one more time with the website.
IndianRiverED.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, visit theveroinsider.com to live link to all of our wonderful sponsors. Until next week, cheers.